What time is it? 22.
Good morning. This Shabbos Habalein Lutayva is known as Shabbos Chazoy, Shabbos of vision. They shows that we need a vision, as the Berditcher says, of the 30th of Mitzvah. Now, we find in Tikkun Zohar, Tikkun Mem, that there are two types of visions, two types of nevuah. There's Baklari Hami'iro and there's Baklari Yesha'ein Hami'iro, a clear-cut vision, and a vision which is more hazy and blurred. Says it Tikkun Zohar, what is the difference? It's Baklari Hami'iro comes from Shem Avayi, Yehovke, Etzem, the higher name. And this Baklari Yesha'ein Hami'iro comes from Shem Adna. Aleph Dal Dun Yud, which is Balchus, Tzimtzum, right? Says Rebbetzin Zilber, just a way to remember this, right? His book. Can't hear. Says Rebbetzin Zilber, what is the difference between this Baklari Hami'iro and this Baklari Yesha'ein Hami'iro? One comes from Shem Avaya, one comes from Shem Adna. Way of remembering, a person who has a vision is called on one hand a choyze. What is the gematria of choyze? Ches vav zayin hey, choyze a little bit. Choyze is gematria 26. Shem avay. Another way of looking at it is the root word of chazoin is chazen. In a shul you have a chal. What does the chazen mean? You think it's Pavarotti over there who's sitting there making the little hat, yeah? The word chazen really means in Mishnah, like in the Mishnah in Shabbos, be'emes of chazen roye, chazen like the overseer, the one who's in charge. Again, for the word chazoy, what is the gematria of the word chazen?
65.
So one is shem avaya, choyze, and chazen is 65, which is shem adam. Two types of vision. I'm sure I've just made your day. You're gonna go home and tell your wife, this gewaldig a new hamzul. What am I going to do with this? Yes, what's it about? Obviously, it's connected to the parsha. Listen, see. Shem Avaya, Shem Adna. Eila ha-dvorim ha-shadibar Moshe, Yisrael. The Baal says, when were these dvorim, when did Moshe Rabbeinu say Mishnah Torah? Achre ha-koysoy es, sichin melech ha-moyre yeshev, and oig melech ha-bosh, ha-shay yeshev, ha-ashtar is ben-rei. Says the Holy Chidushalim, Sasemis is Meirich in it. Sichon and Uig, these two klippas, these two goyim, represent, Sichon represents the tefillin shel Rosh. Keneged, elu umazeh. And therefore it's Yoshev b'cheshvim. You don't have to be a genius to work out that cheshvim is gematria Yoshem Abayi. Kibavur and Kolzor. And... What? Shame Havaya. Hello, Earth.
Hello, Earth.
You gotta wake up. There's so much to say in the little time, right? Cheshbon is Gimatria Shem Havaya, and he's connected to Tfilin Shel Rosh. Cheshbon, come. And Uig Melech HaBashon, Asher Yoshev, Bashar, Edrei, you don't gotta be a genius, it's the target of an Aramaic of a
Zerayah.
Why, Sichon, is this? I'll leave it to you to homework. Do something for Shabbos.
Fine.
Tfilin Shel Yad, Tfilin Shel Rosh. And everyone knows, right? Tfilin Shel Yad is Keneged Shem Adnai, and Tfilin Shel Rosh is Keneged Havai. You're not going to be a genius. I'll give you an example. Everyone knows the Gemara. Brachas, V'roch, Amnei Ha'oros, Gishem Havai, Kevokke, Nikro Lecha V'yor, Rimecha, Omer Belover, Eilu Tfilin, Shabbat. So Tfilin represents what? Shem Havai. And elsewhere, the same Gemara Menachos, the Chandal and Aleph says on the pasuk in Yeshayahu Lamed Ches, Adnai Aleim Yichyud. If you put on tefillin, you're zeichet erkos yomim, right? That also refers to tefillin. So it's tefillin keneged Havaya or Adnai. So you're not going to be a genius to work out, right? Tefillin Shel Yad represents the name Adnai, Aleph, right? And tefillin Shel Rosh is Hashem Havaya. Okay. If you want to look at Navoi the Poshut. Tfilin Shel Yad represents Tfilo, and Tfilin Shel Rosh is Torah. No? Okay, how do you start your Shemesh? You're in this, whatever you have. Ah, now it's supposed to be tiftach, because tefillah can get ah, right? All of that, the Rosh Hashanah said in there. I'm saying that words, you know, you'll soon see everything makes a lot of sense. The letter Dallas is Miloshin Dallas. You're going to be a genius. Impoverished. Poverty. Tefillah le'oni. Right? An example, the Rekoyim just says, Adonai v'milua is gimatria tofresh ayin aleph, which means a gate. So the gate to the acceptance of tefillah before you daven, you say, Adonai is supposed to tiftach, because bitl hachno, right? Which can say, who was the first person to call the Abishter aleph dalet? That's what we start off the Gros says, famous word from the Gros again. Me'olam ha'olam shekar lefanai odoyinat shekar avram Adonai. Right? Aleph Dalet is in you, right? Because Avram is bitl when you go from the Efer Avram is Mr. Nefesh for the Abishter, right? That's the key to open up the gates of heaven for tefillahs is bit humility, self-effacement, etc. Right? Well, you're not going to be a genius. When you say the Abishter is the Odoin, so the Abishter is the Odoin, Alshim Shib, Aleph Dalet, so what am I? I'm the Evet. Hello? So Avram says, "Anuichi offer ve'efer. I'm totally bottled to the Rebbe Yisrael. He's my Odin. I'm the Eved. That's the end of Adonai." Right? So Avram is one of the three people in Tanakh who's called an Eved. Avram, Moshe, call it their Eved. Right? Therefore, you remember there was a guy called Adam Arishin, the Debriya, and he said, "Anochosh, Hishi Ani." Right? He said in Sforim Abdishin, he was Poygim into Shemus Adonai and Shindal Yud. He was putting him in the Dallas. Why? Because he wanted to be a young up to Yashiv Adab, a Gansu Dashka Bahagi, he wanted to say Sharon Nun, whatever. So what happened? He was putting him in the shape Adonai, took out the Dallas, the Bittel Dachno. So what he left with Ani. The Yisoy, the Yisoy de Volavera is the Ani. The Ich, the I, every sin, S I N, what's the middle, the Teuchen of every sin? I. So the Avera of the magician, the search of all chatoyim is the pegam in Dallas, right? So when a person puts up, when a person davens, he's already got hachno to the Abishter, achayinu amasurim yodecha, for everything, all your bakoshes, you start off with shame, amen. Shemavai is a much higher in your skregit, understanding the moyach, etc. Let me just, let me start with Gemara. You all know the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos that when Yidin said Nasa v'Nishma, a baskel rang out from heaven and said Migila Rozel Lebonai Shemalach Yashar is Mishtab Shemri. Right? The Gemara never says who answered the baskel's query, the question. Migila, who was the one who was Megala, this Indian of Nasa, the secret of Nasa v'Nishma? What's the answer? You know what the answer is? Because the Abishter had already given to them before Matan Torah, before Sinai, in Mitzrayim, in the of Tefillin. And by Tefillin it says, you put on Tefillin Shel Yad, and then you put on Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Yad is Naseh, Bittul, you do what the Abishter said. Don't talk to me about it. I gave a whole shiur about it. Press the button. Rewind. Remember that shiur. Look in Gur Ari Yehuda from Nachum Zemba's son. Passed away at 18, whatever. Abraham is the flaw, look in the model disk. We're not talking about that now. Hello, the vort here is what? Hello? That tefillin shel yad, you know what I mean? Yad is connected to asiya. Nasa. Versteht ja, versteht nicht, bitte. Tefillin shel rosh, versteht nicht, man will understand. What calls manche ben inecha yushtayim? First that you've got to do, Nasa. So the gili of the son of Nasa ben Nishma already starts from what? Tefillin. Okay? Shalrosh is obviously a much higher madrei. The Zohar says when you put on tefillin, discuss, is like the yimakayim the mitzvah of bizman agolos of a osuli migdash v'shachanti b'soichom, b'soichmem, which is the square of the tefillin shalrosh. We'll talk about it, maybe. Oh, but where do you start from? Tefillin Shel Yad. Let me tell you another word, just to confuse you completely. It's a beautiful word, I loved it, but you're not going to understand it. It's gorgeous. With this, you can answer a million things. You remember the whole Tisha B'Av starts from what? With the Shurish of Tisha B'Av? Yeah? And afterwards, Moshe's Mispal, V'ato Yigdol Nokoyach, Adna. Everybody, right? What's this Koyach Adna? So the Masham of Brzan, in the Sefer Chelos Mordechai, Chelek Beis, brings a Moiritika Vort that he heard from the Tzaddik or Bavar Mostre, one of the great rabbis. It's a beautiful word, yeah? I'm only telling you, you only understand it at the end if you do understand. Whatever. It's like a, there were four degolim, the degolim, right? And each degol had the shevet, which was like the rosh of the degol. You start from the east. Who's the first degol? Degol Machne Yehuda. On the south, you're going clockwise. Clockwise. Then you have Machne Reuven. Then you have Machne Ephraim. And you have Machne Dan. Says the Holy Arizal. The four Tegalim represent the Shem Adonai, amongst other things. Aleph, Dalis, and afterwards on the west is Nun, and then Yud. And the Meraglim, says the Arizal, whenever that group of people, that Degel sinned, so on their Degel was written Aleph, Dalis, etc. If they sinned, the letters of the Shem Adonai, one of those letters, depending which tribe sinned, became Koh, it became Shlach. You can see that either it was shining or it was. So Aleph represents Yehuda, Dalis, Nun. When they had the Chet HaMeragel, which is the source of Tisha B'Av. Hello? Did Yehuda sin? Who was Yehuda's representative?
Koleth.
Go east to west, right? Who was the guys on the west side? Straight across town.
Ephraim.
Who was that? Yeshua. Also didn't sin. So which letters were not Nifgam? The Aleph of Yehuda. And the Nun of? Which were Nifgam? Reuven and Dan. Which is the letters of Shem Adonai what? Dalet and Yud.
Yad.
So the Yad was Nifgam. What was Nifgam? Right? Hello? So what did Moshe pray? V'ato yigdol no koyach Adonai, right? No, from the beginning, espashtus of the koyach of Nun and Aleph, which is Shevet Ephraim and Shevet Yehuda, Kolev and Yeshua, right? We'll soon see what koyach means. We'll talk about it. And therefore, v'ato yigdol no koyach Adonai should have an effect on the other two, the Yad, which was Nifka. Hello? Rav Shor uses this word, whatever. Who are the tribes who did sin, represented? Reuven and Dan. Reuven and Dan, plus the four Shvatim behind them, is Gimatria 317, Gimatria Yush. They thought, after we've sinned so grievously, and Bamidbar Azei Yitomu, here you're Pigrechem, right? We're finished. And the fourth here is, you have to have Ashpo from the other side. You never, at the end of the, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu prays, V'ato yidun lo koyach Adonai, which the Yud is a Yud Rapsi, which is the Yud is represented as double, which is Gematria 682, which is Yehuda, Ephraim, Reuven, Dan, with the other eight Shvatim, which are going to. So, you got it? In other words, never give up, there's always hope. So what am I saying here? That by the Chet HaMeraglim, which is the Avi Avoyit, which breath from the Chiyachim of Tisha B'Av, right? The inyan of Yata Yigdol No Koyach Adonai, right? There's a Pagam in Yad, right? And we gotta strengthen it. Now, what am I talking about? I'm just saying, like, you know, Himmelwert. Okay, let's try to understand things simply. So we have the Adonai, which is the lower level, Tzulun Shul Yad. We have the Shem Avaya, which is Tzulun Shul Rosh, the Beis Hamikdash, etc. Okay. By the way, just parenthetically, just to confuse it completely, before I begin to make sense, there's just one other word. Yeah, hello? How did this parasha start off? Eila? Hadvorim. You remember elsewhere, like in Judaism somewhere, Eila Hadvorim? Give you a hint. You weren't Shabbos of Tzadik Zayin? You look in Shabbos, I don't know. How do you know there's Lamed Tes Melachos in Shabbos? Dvorim, Hadvorim, Eila Hadvorim. Eila is 36. Dvorim is 2, Hadvorim is another one, right? How much is 36 and 3 for any mathematician in the audience? 39, right? 39 below. So Eila Hadvorim here also is 30. Where's 39 come into picture? anyone listened to last week's year, it's in. Remember I said there's a medrash that the Eberster says to Klal Yisrael, right? That when I kicked you out of my Beis HaMikdash, you think I was sitting there, whatever. The Eberster swore he won't go into his Beis HaMikdash, he'll be going to our Beis HaMikdash. If you don't trust me, you don't believe me, feel my hair, whatever that means anthropomorphically, sheroishi nimlota. My hair is full of moisture. Where's the moisture from? If you're a vagabond, you're homeless, and you're sleeping on the streets, in the morning you wake up and the towel, which is 39, wets your hair. So the towel is used to say there in Midrashim to be the symbol of imoy anuichim. So I'm going to write this down. If the Yidin are in Sardis, the Amish, the Shechina, Kvayachal is in Sardis. Right? You may remember a pasuk when you're about to go to Mitzrayim, the first Golius, etc. The Amish tells Yangib, Anoichi Eire Imcha Mitzrayim. What's the Soifitavis of Anoichi Eire Imcha Mitzrayim? Imatria 39. Yeah? The letters on, you ever have a mezuzah in your house? Yeah? On the other side of the Shema Vaya, what is the letters?
Kuzu.
Kuzu. Whatever, it's a shame, whatever. I don't know if you don't announce it, whatever. Yeah? What's the gematria of Chav Vav Zayin Vav? Vayit 39, right? Sheroishi Nim Lotol. If God, the Eberster's name, Yud K Vav K, but Yud, Yud Vav Dal, K K Al, Vav, yes, Vav Al Vav. Without the hay, because Bizman of Golos, the hay Tato, the Shechina is with us together, Tzorah. Vayit 39. You know, Chazal says, Mar Psochem Davnun, in this world, the Eberster is written as Shem Avaya, and it's pronounced Adnai. It will be written and pronounced Shem Avaya. What's the Gemara Shem Avaya? 26. Yeah, we've established that like 15 years ago. What's the Gemara Shem Adnai? 65. What is the difference between 65 and 26? What's missing in Golos, what we have to do is to be mashlim, right? Because the Hebrew is a tal, right? Dvorim, hadvorim, eila hadvorim, right? These are like things to keep in the back of your brain cells. Now, what does this mean, like in a... I've once said before. There's a famous Gemara in... I'm going very fast now, because I haven't started the subject. Gemara Chagiga Daf Hei. You all know the Gemara that Meshua ben Chananya, who always dealt with Apikursim, was standing in front of the Kaiser, and Apikurus dear, right? And he turned his back to him, turned his head from him. To which he put out his left hand. He threw it, right? He said, "What's going on?" There's a pantomime. In Rome, they used to do pantomimes. You know, like. So he called in Meshua ben Chananya privately. He said, "What was he trying to show you?" He was trying to show me, the Pasuk says, Heshim, the Pasuk says, Amo, the Hapich Ponim, the Eberster Kvayochol turned his face, and then he has to ask the Pon, right? So to show that the Eberster, you're no longer, you're supposed to be the chosen people, the Eberster loves calling Israel, the Eberster turned his face. That's what his pantomime was showing. So what did Yeshua do back? Put out his hand, he put out his hand, right? Oy, Yodin, Tuyo. Hand is still outstretched. So he called in the Apikoros, probably a Christian, if you remember the truth, right? He says, "What was this going on here?" So he said, "I turned my face from him because the Eberster turned his face and called Yisrael. We're no longer the chosen people, right? What did he do to you? I don't know." So the officers of the king said, "A guy who doesn't understand Mitzvot and he's man de mochi, the mochi kamimalka, he played a pantomime in front of the king, they killed him." I said this before. When Yidin are, when Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, the Eberster also wears tefillin. And that Hoga of the Eberster with Kal Yisrael is that of tefillin Shel Rosh. By tefillin Shel Rosh, it says, Roch, Ami Yoret, Gishem Avay Nikro, Lech Miyarmi, tefillin Shel Rosh. Bizman of Golos, when the Kayim Hester Ponim, Heishir, right? Then the Eberster's at Hoga is that of tefillin Shel Yad. What do you know about tefillin shel yad? Where's the menachas? It's hidden. It's secret. So Rishua was telling this apikoros is even in a time of golus, Esther ponim, over oyd yodin netuya, the Eberster's yad, the tefillin shel yad, his ashkocha. Even though it's the seisir, we don't always see it. but is always there to ensure the kiyum of Kal Yisrael. With that, Rav Meir Simcha, when the Moshe is by the Sned, when Kal Yisrael asked me, who sent me? With the calling card. The Hebrew says, Eke Asher Eke. But go and tell the Eden, Eke Shlochani Elich. Eke Asher Eke or Eke? Make up your mind. Hello? The Pshat says, what is the Gemara Asher Eke? How many Shema? You know what the Gemara says? Tefillin is Gvalt, right? You have to be Nizer from Mbach, says Chadas, why call the Chayner from Tzitz? But Tzitz has Kredish Lashem. One time Shema Vaya. How many times is there Shema Vaya in your Tefillin? The Rambam says, you don't have to get the genius figures out. He did the reckoning for you. Look at the count. You don't need that. 21. 21 in Shalash Rosh and 21 in Shalyah. Guess what? That's a Bizman, the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, and there's that Hagga, nieces of miracles and supernatural things, and Caesar splitting and whatever. That's my real name. Ekasha. 2 times 21, 42. Which, by the way, I'm not trying to elaborate, the 42 Masois in a person's life, which everyone has to be. Oh, you've read the Hashem in life, has to go. That's great. Right? That's Ekasha. Bizman, when the Beis HaMikdash is Chorv, and the Shechina is in Golos with us, Ekesh Lachani, only 20. Because that's the Bechina of what? Yeah. Film Shri. Right? Bemis is the Zohar HaKadosh based on the post. I'm not, trust me. And that's Oid Yod in the Tuyah, as the Marshal says. Even Bezman HaGolus, L'Toyv of the Ebrishter is still, that's Pasuk Chosaf HaVayah Zrei HaKotri, right? The Mashiach will come, the Ebrish will reveal Zrei HaKotri, his forearm, which has Tfilin, today, which is hidden, and everyone will see Yeshua Sadiqah. That's even Midas Adin, which will be on the Rishon. Okay? You with me, Yehuda? Now, leads me, by the way, this is Derech Agav, we said that Tvorim, Keneged Tfilin Shalyad, a little why. How many Svarim are there in the first 4 Svarim of the Torah? 4, right? Rishis, Shmoyis, Vayikra, Bamidbar, if you're a mathematician, yeah. Keneged, the 4 Batim in Tefillin Shalosh. The 5th Sefer, we call it Dvarim, or Mishneh Torah, in the Tefillin Shalosh, there are 4 separate Batim, right? Tefillin Shalyad, it's one bias. It's just that one klaf is all repetition of all the four parashas. That's what Mishneh Torah is. Who is Moshe addressing in whatchamacallit again? In Devorim. Not the Dor HaMidbar, they just died, they all died. Hello? We're addressing the Dor Nichnas La'aretz. What is the difference? The film Shel Rosh, which is Breishis Shmoyis Va'era, Va'yigra Bamidbar, Tzim Tzim Shel Rosh, that's at Hagav Shem Avaya, that's L'mayla Midarach HaTeva, right? Hello? Yeah, that represents the generation of the Midbar, the Kriyas Yam Suf, the Nisim, the Floyd, that no one ever saw. Now we're going into Eretz Lishavas, you're going to be picking oranges in a kibbutz somewhere, right? If I know. Now we have Dvorim. So Dvorim is Keneged Adna. The Ebrister in Malchus down here in this practical Tfilin Shalyad. Hello? By the way, that's Tan Pasuk, Beshuv Hashem, Beshiva Siyarim, Beshuv Beis Shin Vav. Beis Shin Beva Beis is Rosh Davis. Beis Shmoyis Vayikra Bamidbar. Bingo. Beis Shmoyis Vayikra Bamidbar. Shuv Hashem, right? Then you'll see that all. What's the point I'm trying to make is there's Tefillin Shalyad, which is Shem Adnai, which is the lower Madrega, which is Shechina, which is Shechina Begalusa, and then there's Tefillin Shel Rosh, which is Shem Avaya, the miraculous, the Beis Hamikdash, Shechanti Besoichom. Hello. Now you can, okay, let me just try to now introduce the subject after this Hagdol. Everyone knows, in a week from today, right, we'll be in Yerushalayim and Mashiach, but in Tisha B'Av Sheva Ovar, right, we have a Hasidim Saint Kinnis in Shul. Everyone knows in most local synagogues in Manchester, you may have been aware, the minhag is you don't wear tefillin, right, by Shabbos. You wear tefillin by minhag. You really do. Are you aware that most Mekubalim, I don't know who's Mekubalim, they put on in the morning. No. The big... There's a rabbi called Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel, actually one of the best products that Manchester ever produced. And he has a Kabbalistic group, Avar Chavras Ahavas Sholem in Yishalayim, and he had a shul like in London, and in the shul in Yishalayim, the Sfarjah and Gubol, they wanted to put on tefillin, Barab and B'tzibur, Shachris and Tishma. Gvar Nagatso, Yitzhakl, the Haredim, the whatever, the Kanoia, the Kree, right? He wrote a whole tshuva, it's printed in the Sefer Yosheva Yom, Chelek, Aleph, Simin, Tes, and he goes through the Pesach Al-Pi Nigla. I'll have you briefly. I'm not going to. I'm not going to talk about it. I want to say the Musar Haskel Shabbat. I don't know if you know, but you should know that vast majority of Rabbi Seinu Harishonim, nowhere in the Gemara does it say anywhere that you shouldn't put on tefillin on Tishba. Whatever you do, the Rishonim say Kol Dover that Ovel is Osir on Tishba. You're also Osir, right? Most Rishonim in the Gemara in Tainis Alasar it does not apply to tefillin. Does not apply to tefillin. An ovil b'yom rishon
doesn't apply to tefillin.
Does not apply to tefillin. So a tishba of your chayiv in tefillin, like any other day of the chol, right? So says the Ramban, both his chiddush and Ramban in Tainis and Teres Odom. So says his great Talmud, the Rashba. So says the Ritva. So I mean, a whole list.
Ovil b'yom rishon is also tefillin.
Ah,
ovil b'yom rishon is also.
Yeah, right. You're 100% right, and 100% wrong. Right? Says Ramban, the Avelus of Tishuba, which is called an Avelus Yeshana, an old Avelus, not a new Avelus, right? Is doyim and not to an Ovil Yom Rishon, but is doyim to an Ovil the other 6 days of the 7 days of Avelus, and therefore an Ovil is Chayev in Phil. Briefly, right? You want to? Yes, hello? To the vast majority of Rabbi Seinu Harishonim.
Yes.
Hello. Bekitzer, all Paskin that an Ovel is Chayev in Philip. Okay, you with me? Yes? The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rambam, the Smag, the Riyazokin, the Erzeruah, the Manik, the Smag, etc., etc., etc. The Idach Yisra, the Ravid in Tmendayim, brought in Avud Raham, and the Rikeach, and the Shvali Aleket, in the name of Zayda, Rabbi Han Reife, bring that you're not Chayim. In the Das of the Rami Rutenberg, which really is the Avi Minik Ashkenaz, the Rosh Lomashal Patsin Yechayim Tmendayim, on like any other day. When he brings it, Rami Rutenberg didn't put it on, right? But then the Ahag goes, Maimon says, I saw the Rami Rutenberg putting on film. So either they say the Rabbi Gutenberg was trying to give the reason to explain Das Minig Ashkenaz not to put on tefillin, but Leile Svirulei, or initially he didn't put on tefillin, Kedas HaRaivit, etc., etc., and Rekeach, etc. Hello? But the Seif Yom, if he was Choyzer, he did put on tefillin. Right? It's based on a post, hello? We'll soon see why, right? But the vast majority of Poskim held Yibachoy to put on tefillin. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch is Seiser. The Shulchan Aruch in the Beis Yosef. In Hilchos Tfilin, Paskins Yibachoyiv to put on Tfilin, on Tisha B'Av. In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tav Kuf Nun Hei, there the Beis Yosef Paskins, Minig is not. So does he mean, it's a steer. So something, the Minig was not to, and Tzvasner, Tzrol, whatever. Doesn't mean he passes Alokha, so if you want to put on. And it comes out in Bang Sfardim, in many, many cities, in Algiers, and blah, blah, blah. I'll give you the whole list, I'm not going to elaborate. The minig in certain places was to put on tefillin, then it wasn't to put on tefillin, therefore Chacham put it on Tzina, other people put it on Befrahesia, depending on where you came from. Amongst Ashkenazim, come out universally today, it's not put on Befrahesia, right? But there were great rebbes, the Kamarna, the Mishmer Shalom from the Koidnava brings minig Avayusav, which comes from Lechavich. In Chabad, I think the minig of the Rebbeim secretly was to put on tefillin without telling anybody. The Mechzlozer brings Dr. Chayim Shalom, said there was to put on tefillin b'chashot. Some people daven b'yichidus with talis and tefillin, other way. What is now? The machlokes. The funny thing is, the really like strange opinion is the Rambam. The Rambam brings doesn't say anything. It's also minig tzas chachamim. The minig of certain chachamim is they only put on tefillin shaliyad. They don't put on tefillin shorosh, which is a compromise. You never see anyone else. When it comes to Hilchas Avelus, if you hold this Devi Liam Rishon, so an Ovel is, the Rishon is part of Tvil Shadiyah and Tvil Shosh. Where did this compromise film show? Yeah, yeah. Don't understand the issue. In a nutshell, I'm going to say a word for Friedman, and then I'm going to have my own word on it, whatever. Pasha. The Rekeach is the source, one of the great sources that people don't put on film. The whole day. Initially, the machlok is, you chuyiv in film Tisha B'Av or not? The whole day. It came in the sources of Mami Rutenberg, which brought in the Mordechai from the Gedolei Achroini HaRishonim, that the a compromise sort of whatever you put it on to Mincha. In other words, really, you're supposed to put on film and you say Kriyat Shema. If you say Kriyat Shema without filling, you made it to Shekin. But that's only Midrabbanan, Midraisa, only you put it on once a day. So they compromised, you don't put it on in the morning, you put it on in the afternoon. But the Rekeach held, you put it on the whole day. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Hishlich Mishamayim Eres the Pharisees Israel. Tefillin is the Pe'er of Yid. And therefore, this man with the Hebrews just threw out Tefillin, because again, Tefillin is connected to the Bezal Mikdash. You're part of Tefillin. So why are we put on by Mincha? So the Gro says, Pasuk, the reason is because Tefillin is when we say Nachim. The Levusha, Tefillin is when we say Nachim. Because when did the Bezal Mikdash actually burn? When by Yotzes Eish Petzir? To Mincha time. And the Pasuk says that the Kiel Hashem Chamosoi Vayeitzei Eish B'Zimim, right? That the Abraham should pour out his wrath on the Eitzim and Avonim. So Klal Yisrael was saved, right? So therefore, after Mincha, Tisha B'Av, the time of the Chomo, hence you put on Tefillin, the Avil is not so stark. What's going on? We find the Gemara. You all know the Gemara in Titus of Chavtes, right? Bishachara by his Rishon. Nikbutsu kitu is kitu shalpirche kuna, but technical beyond the Pirchev Yon Kanan had the kizu bezavigdosh, and they went to the gaga of the Hegel, then the Rebbeinu Hoyov le techinu liyas gimzboren nemonim, we weren't true gimzboren, therefore, yom ha-teches mesurim yedech. They threw up the keys from heaven, and a piece of yad, a hand came down, took those keys, and later gave over those keys to Nebuchadnezzar, Beth Midrash. What is this hand? Says Rabbeinu Harizal, right? Muri the Gavot. You say in Davni on Yontif, the Ein on Yechon and all the rest of the Tachan Necha. Why? The Bnei Hayad Shem Nishtal Chom Nishal. What is the Yad? Says the Harizal, there's a klipa called Yad. In fact, I don't know anything about any of the Yitzhak stories. The klipa called Yad, and it came down, and it took the Mavteches from the Pirkei Kuna, and then it gave it over to our Oivim, and calls man Yisrael or Uyusim Rishonim Shalmokim. Yehuda had the shlita over this negative yad, right? And on this Yankov Avinu gave a bracha to Yehuda Yotcha Be'er Avivecha. You'll use this koyach of yad, destruction, to destroy your enemies. When we weren't Zoicha, then the yad became the enemy of us, right? And he gave over the base of English, to whatever. Right? What is Yad? Which hand, right hand or left hand, is Yad? You tell me. Gemara Menuchas. See? The Gemara says, Stam Yad is Yad small. You mean, we get the Pasuk? We get the Pasuk? No? Oh, af yodi yosta oret yimini tof shemayim. Yad versus yimini. Is right, stam yad is yad small. Well, Shem to tight, that's what we say in Erev Shabbos, Kuzayim, Huyd Lashem. We say what? Yoyimru gu'uli Hashem, asher ga'olam. Yad sor, it's the yad. Yodoi poro sor ga'ol machludem. Who is the yad? We say in Tachnun, on Mondays and Thursdays, ad mosoi uzcho b'shvi, this is the Yad, sir. This is this Yad. Therefore, who's going to recapture the Yad? Who's the name of Mashiach? David. Hello? Ish Semach Shmoy, who David Ba'atzmoy, as the Reloz of Kalir says in the Piyot of Shana Rabba, the form say, what is the Gematria of David, Dal and Vov, and Dal? He's not going to be a genius, it's Yad. Right? And this fits into another mentor, Yad Smol. The Yad Smol is Yad Yamin is Chesed. Yad Smol is always Gevura, right? When there's a Churbin, right? Then the Yad Smol is Mezgaber. When Mashiach will come, it will be Yamin Hashem Nadori Bakoyach, Yamin Hashem Teraf Oyev, Rashi says, the Yad Smol will what? Will be transformed, right? And therefore, the yad, the idea of the yad in tefillin, is to machnia the yad of klipis, which is, by the way, in your shul you may have the custom, you wrap the ritzua 7 times. Why 7? How many times did Yankov Avinu bow down to Esav? 7. Seven times Tomei plus Hashem Avai is Esav. Look at the famous aflo. Work it out. Put on the office. You're a put on the office man, no? I said 100 times. Yankov Avinu actually is 7 times Avai. Yitzchak is 8 times. So he said, Abrocha, Achatacha, Ovi, you have 1 Hashem Avai left for me. Hello? That's Machdiya 7 times, etc., etc. Yes? So therefore, we don't put on tefillin, right? Yeah, right. Because Masha'in came with Shasa Nechomo, right? That's part, whatever. That's why the Jesus speaks to Chom the Rambam. They did put on Yad. The Tishrei was no better time to Machnia, Zaydim, Amalek, Esav, whatever. What is the point here? What am I trying to bring out? The Musra Asku practically. It's all good enough, great to be a Tfilin Shal Rosh man. The Iker of Yiddishkeit starts. You can't have Chmosim Rumi Maizov. You need Tefillin Shel Yad, which is Achno, which is Bittul, which is being an Eved to the Eved Shel Rosh, you're older. Right? Then, you know what you to oof by that? The Yad of Yamin and the Yad of Smol join. How much is Yad plus Yad? 14 by 14? 28. What I say before, Va'ato Yigdalna? Koyach Adonai. You know the famous Medrash? Hello? Yovo Yidid ben Yidid, V'yivne Yidid li Yidid, V'chelku Yishol Yidid, V'yizkapur ba Yidid. Famous Chazal. Yovo Yidid, that's Shloim HaMelech, it's called Yididya, right? Ben Yidid Avram is called my Yidid Bebesi. The Yivne Yidid, that's the base of Migdash, my Yidid is Mishkan Yisech. The Yidid, that Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ashir, no Yidid. The Chelkri Shem Ben Yomin, the Ben Yomin Omar. What is Yidid, Yidid, Yidid? Do you remember that a person says, the greatest tefillah that a person can say, all the Siddur, right, is Omri Yishmer Abba? Hello? Marin brachas the beginning. I'm a beauty. Papa, the churvel. You know the and he's a little bit of so. Whatever he even say, Omri is Rabba. The Ebrister says, Ashri Abelah Shemekalos in Nesikach. Maloi laof Shemolas Bodov. Oyle the Bodov Shemolas Shulchan Aviim. Right? Why? When they say what? Yehishmer Rabba. How many words are there in Yehishmer Rabba? Come on, wait.
Seven.
How many letters in Yehishmer Rabba? Vorach Olam Elamai. Count it up. 28. What other two psukim you may know also have 7 words in 28 psukim? Baal Turim says, is that right? Bereishis Bor Elikim Shemayim Ezor. Vayadavar Elikim is called Dvarim Elim. The whole purpose of the Bria is what? Seven midas, 7 days, 7 whatever. And that, the Atta Yigdol Nokoyach Adna, that the Yehei Shmei Rabo, the Abish's name, which is Bechul, Bagoyim, have the Koyach. Yeah? And that's a tachlis of Bereishis Bor, that's a tachlis of Matan Torah of the Aseres HaDvorim, right? And that's the Yedid, when a person takes, that we start off Dvorim, is Tfilin Shel Yad. Yad is Tfilin Shel Rosh for whatever. After your Membeis Basois and after everything. And to know that wherever a Yid goes, right, there's the Ebrister behind it, even if you don't see, right? That's the tachlis of the whole Tishul. So the end is just to end off. People say Tisha B'Av like Shabbos Chazoyim, terrible. It's brought in Sforim HaKadoshim, the After Rav, the Yisrael says, and all the Kodesh of Magid, everyone says, there's no more derhoibin a lofty simcha dike Shabbos than Shabbos Chazoyim. Right? Because Shabbos Chazoyim, with all the tzaras, the Ebrister is there. He doesn't see you. I'm not going to say it, Rabbi Menachem David will shoot me. But there's a song in English, an English song. I'm not going to mention it in a holy place, whatever. Written by a Jewish guy, but not for whatever. Where did the story? I just read someone this week. Where did it start from? This guy was a Jewish guy, famous Jewish rock star, whatever. And he was in Columbia. I think it's a very big story. It just comes to my mind while I was speaking. He was in Columbia University. He had a Yedid, a friend. And one day they made a pact, whatever happens, it'll always be Yedidus. Whatever, come, whatever. And the other guy, his name was like some Yiddish guy from Queens, you know, some Jewish name. I forgot his name. And he suddenly got blind. glaucoma, he got blind. And he wanted to quit, he like fed up with the world, he's blind, he's fit, he's not going to do his university course. This guy came and went to, and I will take care of you. We made a pact, right? He brought him back to university, right? He's blind, he's with a stick, and he helped him, he coached him, he read to him, he did him all this. One day, he said, we're going together for a trip, I'll take him out, you know. They went to a place called Grand Central Station. Have you ever been to New York? Have you ever been to New York? No. Grand Central Station is the most hustling, bustling, crazy place in the world. There's like billions of people. And suddenly, the sighted person tells the blind fellow, suddenly an emergency, I gotta go, I'm leaving you here, you'll find your way home. The guy said, I never felt more, whatever. People walk around there with cups of coffee, you know? He's banging and knocking over people's coffee, he's banging into women, he's banging into people's briefcases. He came, mamish, his yoitzah v'shem v'ayim, until he finally found his way to the subway that takes him back to Columbia University. On the train, he sees his friend, how are you, what's doing? And he realizes the guy is blind, and he lacks self-confidence, and he sits there always holding him. Toymish, you gotta get your confidence back. So he dafka walked behind him the whole way. And he saw him banging, he has coffee and all the tzaras that he had, right? But he was always there behind him, making sure that he doesn't fall into the subway tracks, right? So I thought to myself, that's the matzah of a yid in Golos. You don't have the v'roch ami ha'oretz k'shem, you don't have the hashgacha pratis b'gol. Or with the English term is dear, mashkiach menachaloinis, everything that happens is be'emes hashgacha, that's the gedra tefillin shel yad. And our response is the ata yigdol nakayach adonai. Just I started off by saying the no is dear, but the felt in the two letters whatever. This right? Is the Ebrish shel helfin? You take Tisha B'Av seriously. You take the 9 days seriously. Everyone's just wise people. Take whatever fool I can find because you heard on the internet. Rabbi Shmuel Tubbs has found or whatever. A person time, the time of 9 days is a time to be magri, a person's avon, his chukka, to the Ebrish of the Beis HaMikdash, that everything that we lack in our lives. And in that schus, we should be zoich ataka, that the yigdol, the koyach adnai, and we'll see the gilu of the Shem Havaya, and the Ebrish will bring us to the Beis HaMikdash.